在大灾难时期，要
those that had the seal of God, the locusts from hell did not bite them, did not sting them like scorpions。
灾难时期，大灾难时期受到神的印，那就可能这个蝗虫袭击能够受到保护。
The book of Matthew 15:24.
马太福音十五章二十四节，他说
，I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel.
耶稣说，神奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
But when they did not receive him,
耶稣本来呢要差到以色列人去的，可是以色列人拒绝了，所以这个福音到外邦人去了。因为以色列人拒绝了。可是灾难大灾难时期到了，这个时候到了，神对以色列人的救赎就开始。约翰福音一章。
Talking about the seal. So you see now, he has to have a plan for them because plan B, the first time they rejected the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, and then the Gentiles received him. Now he has to have a special plan for them too.
With the
Gentiles that will be around, however, it will be a terrible time.
这是一个 plan B, 因为刚开始他们拒绝了弥赛亚耶稣的福音，这个福音只能流到外邦人去，那就外邦人他们接受了福音，现在灾难大灾难时期发生了，那就现在以色列的救赎到了，这就是 plan B。 可是这大灾难大灾难时期是很约翰福音一章十一节
But his own did not receive him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Children born not of natural descent.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So you see now the rejection. That's what I wanted to highlight, that you may understand why there is a focus on the redemption of God's precious covenant people.Israel.
所以为什么我要强调，因为在这里发生了拒绝，以色列人拒绝了，所以神只能通过这样的方式来，就是灾难大灾难期间救赎以色列人了。以弗所书一章十二到十三节
In order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ,
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可得着称赞。
And you also were included in Christ.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。
When you believe,
既然信他，
you were marked and sealed with him. You were marked with a seal. Hallelujah.
就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，印记。Hallelujah. 这就是神的承诺。你看一下。
Everybody that chooses the Lord gets to be sealed.
每个人选择了受到这个印记的道路。我来说明一下，每个人现在都能够受到印记，是神的圣印记。你受到神的印记，不然的话，你只能受到兽的印记。那神的百姓呢？你有神的印记，能够让你站得住。这个印记
就是
天国的你的公民权，你的身份就是这个印记来区别开来，圣灵来保护你，为了神荣耀的国度。
And that's why you see now, when that time comes in the tribulation, then he has to send an angel to seal them because the Holy Spirit has been taken.
这就是为什么灾难大灾难期间，神差派天使来把神的手印记，就是给他们，因为他们需要保护。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章。
I'm still talking on the sealing before we move on with the trumpet.
我就是这个七只这号角的这个赞扬之前，我十四的继续讲这个印记，十四章启示录十四章一节，我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山。
Who are his name and his father's name written on their forehead? Hallelujah! The name of Yeshua on the Jews.
同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上，他的名耶稣啊，弥赛亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。希伯来人现在敬拜希伯来耶稣，在教会历史当中多么强大的一天。我听见从天上有声音，像重水的声音，和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。三节，他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌，除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。终于亚伯拉罕给亚伯拉罕的承诺得以实现，这有很伟大的国家，从这个国家许多国家得到了祝福。他就是带领其他的国家来敬拜耶稣，敬拜耶和华，敬拜主圣灵，他就是领袖的国家。
These are those who did not defile themselves with women.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。
They follow the lamb wherever he goes.
羔羊无论往哪里去，
They were purchased from among mankind.
他们都跟随他。
And look at this now. And offered as first fruits to God and the lamb.
他们是从人间买来的，做初熟的果子，归于神和羔羊，在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
But when you go to Exodus chapter 12,
如果你看到启示录十二章，
just to handle the sealing, because we met it over there.
我们继续在这个讨论这个神的印记。
Exodus 12 verse 7.
启示录十二章七节。
Then they had to take some of the blood.
In our video, it's quite bad, the Adamo.
And put it on the sides and the tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lamb that night.
在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战。各家要取点血，出埃及记十二章七节，各家要取点血涂在吃羔羊的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。出埃及记十二章七节，这也是一个神给的这个印。创世纪三十八章，
It says the following. When the time came for her to give birth,
27-30,
This is Tamar. There were twins in her womb.
她马将要生产，不料她 妇女是一对双生，到生产的时候，一个孩子伸出一只手来，收生婆拿红线拴在他手上说，
This one came out first.
这是头生的。
But when he drew back his hand,
随后这孩子把手收回去，他哥哥生出来了。
So this is how you have broken out.
收生婆说，
And he was named Perez.
你为什么抢着来呢？因此给他起名叫法勒斯。后来他兄弟那手上有红线的也生出来，就给他起名叫谢拉。
He's the one that was now given the seal.
法勒斯现在受到印的。
The sealing that goes on when the midwives are helping the Jewish women.
我现在要强调这个希伯来人帮助这个生孩子的，现在把这个先出生的，他有双胞胎，先出生的，头上的就给他受印，用红色的线给他表示，每个人都看得出来，这就是长子，特权就在他身上。我们都知道耶稣就是这个法勒斯的家族谱而出来的耶稣亚。耶稣亚二章，耶稣亚二章，耶稣二章十八节，耶稣二章十八节。
Okay, so verse 17 it says, Now the man had said for her.
从十七节开始读。
You made us swear. This is the oath you made us swear.
我们从前。
This oath you made us swear.
二人对他说。
Will not be blinding on us.
Hakita tufunga.
Unless when we enter the land.
现在我既是恩待。
You have tied the scarlet.
二人对他说，你要这样行，不然你叫我们所起的事就与我们无干了。我们来到这地的时候，你要把这条朱红线绳系在坠我们下去的窗户上，并要使你的父母、弟兄和你父的全家都聚集在你家中。我说的是什么呀？那个拉哈姆，那个拉哈唱机，就是他帮助了耶利哥的人们，都听说了以色列的神在埃及所做的一切事情。耶利哥的人们，他们知道以色列神的愤怒。
So she cried that when you come and take over the city, when the wrath falls on the city, please save me with my family.
因此这个女人就非常的可怕，请求他们，你们破坏这个城的时候，请求你们保护我。
The people of God.
这对神的百姓的帮助很大。就是帮助主、帮助神的百姓是非常的重要。你不知道你和你的家人的未来发生了什么事。
And so they told her, please tie a scarlet ribbon through your window where you are dropping us through.
那就是他们就和这个女人说，那就是朱红线绳系在那个窗下面。因此这个那你的家人在一起，那就你们会得救的。你的家人不在一起，我们无法就是得这个拉哈得救。
Getting sealed by the Lord, taking the seal of God.
这就是得到了神的手印，神的印记，神的印记。这关系到你的生和死。启示录十二章。
They triumphed over him.
walimshinda.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Kwa damu ya mwanakondoo.
And by the word of their testimony.
Na kwa neno.
Kisulu 12 章.
They did not love their lives so much.
Wala wao hawakuyapenda maisha yao sana.
As to 11
节。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽欲置于死，也不爱惜性命。因此，蒙福的人们，我这个吹号角有关，我就直接的先启示录九章看一下神的印记。九章。
And I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. That means a fallen angel.
这就是堕落的天使。启示录九章。第五位天使吹号，我就看见一个星从天落到地上，这是撒旦，由无底坑的钥匙赐给他。他开了无底坑，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火炉的烟，日头和天空都变色，烟昏暗了。
The sun and the sky were darkened.
九章一节开始读，第五位天使吹号，我就看见一个星从天落到地上，有无底坑的钥匙赐给他，他开了无底坑，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火炉的烟，日头和天空都因这烟昏暗了。有蝗虫从烟中出来，飞到地上，有能力赐给他们，好像地上蝎子的能力一样。这个蝎子，这个蝗虫，并且吩咐他们说，不可伤害地上的草和各样的青物，并一切树木。
Only those people who did not have the seal of God on their forehead.
唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
They were not allowed to kill them.
但不许蝗虫害死他们。只叫他们受痛苦五个月。
And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion.
这痛苦就像蝎子蛰人的痛苦一样。当他们这个受伤害的时候，在那些日子，人要求死，绝不得死，愿意死，死却远避他们。远避他们，可以想象得出来吗？这个蝗虫咬你像蝎子一样，折磨你五个月，五个月。
If you thought,
如果你想，冠状病毒比这没什么，现在看一下。你不可能死，只是只是滚在地上五个月，受痛苦，受折磨。
Ukilia na kuagonize and everything.
Ukilia na kusaga meno na kila kitu.
Can you imagine?
可以想象吗？
For those of you who say, let me try the great tribulation.
灾难和大灾难期间发生的。
By refusing to listen to my instructions.
就是拒绝我给你们的指示。主的指示。然后滑落到灾难。
When you meet the Antichrist and overbearing.
大灾难期间，然后遇见了敌基督的统治。
And then you give up the...Let me just get the mark of the beast.
然后你就放弃啊，那就好吧，我就受到敌基督的印记吧。
Access to drinking water.
然后因为我想喝水。
Even access to food.
我因为我想吃东西，然后这个蝗虫就出现，这个蝗虫，这个蝎子一样的蝗虫，你眼前出现，那就你受到折磨了，这会很糟糕。
嗨。And that's why the coronavirus.
这就是为什么冠状病毒这个预言带过来的，确保要预备弥赛亚的来临，确保你的名字记载在羔羊的生命册上，神的公民权，神的国度的公民权。
The locusts looked like horses. They looked like horses.
蝗虫的形状好像预备出战的马一样。
On their head, they wore something like crown of gold.
头上戴的好像金冠冕。
And their faces resemble human faces.
脸面好像男人的脸面。你们记得这两位先知就呼叫蝗虫击打地球的吗？很多国家都受到袭击，这不是开玩笑。你们可以理解吗？这两位现在站在地球面前，你们面前就是紧靠着我口里的话来向宣布蝗虫来击打地球吧，就是靠着紧靠着我口中的话宣布蝗虫来击打地球，那就蝗虫来，真的像圣经一样。现在看得明白主和我之间的交流，主向世界揭示我的方式吗？非常的大，非常的强大，是告诉你们要预备备题，因为我的仆人，我的兵士战士，我的将军，我的战斗士，为我在大灾难时期打仗的已经在这了。再说教为教会的时间结束了，被踢进了，然后说他们戴的是金冠冕，脸面好像男人的脸面，头发像女人的头发，牙齿像狮子的牙齿，胸前有甲好像铁甲。
The sound of their wings was like that of thundering, was thundering of the thundering of many horses.
他们翅膀的声音好像许多车马奔跑上真的声音，有尾巴像蝎子。
When these locusts pass and they make noise, and everybody's like this, they pass with noise.
这个蝗虫经过的时候发出来的杂音，我最近那个呼叫过来的带过来的蝗虫也发出这样的声音，他们飞起来的时候发出来的声音好像鸭子，像石姐说有尾巴，有尾巴像蝎子。
And on their tails, they have the power to torment people for 5 months.
尾巴上的毒钩能伤人5个月。
They had a king. They had a king over them.
有无抵抗的使者做他们的王。
Whose name in Hebrew is called Abaddon.
按着希伯来话名叫亚巴顿。
In Greek, Apollyon.
希腊尼话名叫亚伯伦，意味着破坏者。能理解吗？
This is terrible. He says.
这是很可怕。他说。
When the fifth trumpet is broken, is sounded.
第五支号角吹响了。启示录9:1-11，第一个灾殃出现的 就是很大的疾病，就是撒旦的这个蝗虫，就是攻击那些没有重生的那些人。整个五个月，星从天上坠下来，天使无底坑的钥匙，无底坑的钥匙给他，开了无底坑，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火炉的烟，然后由蝗虫从烟中出来，飞到地上，就是撒旦的蝗虫非常的强，
poisonous like scorpions,
就是蝎子一样致命性的毒，有一个撒旦的一个能力
right from the pits of hell,
the
depths of hell,
就是死亡从地狱出来的，就是撒旦给他们能力的一个撒旦的军队，从地狱出来的。这个蝗虫不吃任何青草和树木，这个撒旦的蝗虫只有攻击那没有重生的人，这就是羔羊的审判，这羔羊在审判着那些拒绝耶稣、拒绝羔羊的。拒绝耶稣是非常糟糕的事情。他说，换言之，没有受到圣灵的印记的人，他们好像蝎子一样的蝗虫受攻击，他们愿意死，可是死却远比他们。这个蝎子一样的蝗虫有一个女人的头发，他们从撒旦那的那个王，就是有无底坑的使者做他们的王，就是撒旦，他们的名字叫做破坏者，就是好像体香鸡一样的，体香鸡一样的头，带着金冠冕的。当他们飞起来的时候，他们发出来的声音好像是体香鸡一样的声音。然后他们折磨了地上的 那些没有重生的人们五个月，非常的可怕。在那个时候，这个时候，我们还没有谈到
blood from the ears, blood from the eyes, blood from the ears. We have not even described that yet.
我们还没有谈到我已经向你们预言过的那个发
the torture they will go through in their tongue.
那生疮的那个疾病，那个疾病临到你们身上，会有很大的这个生疮。那具体的事情我还没有讲完，因为有可能你的耳朵、你的眼睛都流血出来。然后就是第六位天使吹号了。启示录九章十三节开始。
I can summarize it for you here.
我可以跟你们简略的说明一下。第二个祸发生了，我就听见有声音从神面前。
A group now comes out, the demonic army.
就是撒旦的一个军队。
From the altar of God calls for their release.
有一个撒旦的一个声音，撒旦的一个军队。
The four angels that have been held. at the great river Euphrates.
Ile kule kuachiliwa kwa wale malaika wanne ambao wamezuiliwa katika mto wa Euphrates.
The four angels had been kept in captivity just for this purpose.
第六位天使吹号，我就听见有声音从神面前金坛的四角出来，吩咐那吹号的第六位天使说：“把那捆绑在伯拉大河的四个使者释放了。”那四个使者就被释放，他们原是预备好了，到某年。
Angel sounded his trumpet.
第六位天使吹号.
And I heard a voice coming from the four horns of the golden altar.
我就听见有声音.
That is before God.
从神面前金坛的视角出来. 吩咐那吹号的第六位天使说.
Release the four angels.
把那捆绑在伯拉大河的四个使者释放了。那四个使者就被释放。他们原先是预备好了，到某年某月某日某时。
One part of mankind.
要杀人的三分之一.
One part of mankind.
三分之一的人都被杀.
The number of the mounted troops was twice 10,000 times 10,000.
就是马军有二万万. 他们的数目我听见了.
I heard their number.
我听过了他们的数目.
And riders I saw in my vision look like this.
我在异象中看见那些马和骑马的.
Their breastplate was fiery red.
骑马的胸前有甲如火.
Dark blue.
鱼子玛瑙.
Yellow as sulfur.
并硫磺马的.
The head of the horse resembled the head of lion.
马的头好像狮子头.
The heads of the horses resemble the heads of lion.
好像狮子头.
And out of their mouths came fire.
有火、有烟、有硫磺从马的口中出来.
And a third of mankind was killed by the three plagues.
口中所出来的火和烟
of fire
并硫磺这三样灾 三样灾
that came out of their mouth.
杀了人的三分之一.
The power of the horses was in their mouth.
这马的能力是在口里
and in their tails.
和尾巴上.
Their tails were like snakes, serpents.
因这尾巴像蛇.
Having heads with which they inflicted injury.
并且有头用以害人.
The rest of mankind was not killed.
其余未曾被这些灾所杀的人,
who were not killed by these plagues,
这些疾病还没被杀的人,
still did not repent of the works of their hands.
仍旧不悔改自己所做的,
still did not repent.
仍旧不悔改,
it is totally unbelievable.
真的彻底的无法想象,
still did not repent.
仍旧不悔改, 这被利体育的人类 曾被这些灾所没未杀的人 仍旧不悔改自己手所做的, 还是去拜魔鬼 和那些不能看、不能听、不能走、金银铜木石的偶像, 不能看、不能听,
nor did they repent of their murders,
又不悔改他们那些凶杀,
their murders,
邪术,
their magic art,
邪术,
their sexual immorality,
奸淫,
or their theft.
偷窃的事,
this is amazing, blessed people.
真的无法想象,
this is tremendous here.
非常的糟糕.
And so I'm simply running you through the book of Revelation, I mean the tribulation, that you may understand how horrendous,
我简单的读一下经文来让你们明白灾难时期是多么的可怕。读这些经文来让你们限制你们停止你们让你们保护起来现在抓住耶稣就是对比一下如果你现在这个时刻侮辱耶稣的十字架的话那你只能现在叛教的话因此所以我现在侥幸你们要停止你们要抓住公义要抓住圣洁这就是福音永恒的宝珍宝作为你唯一的珍宝要回避避免这个恐怖的事情然后我就是开始这个恐怖的事情今天的主要信息非常的强大因此主说事情非常的坏在灾难时期虽然受到这么大的痛苦和折磨杀了人类的三分之一就是马俊有二万万就是数百万
These four wickedest angels lead to supernatural, they lead a supernatural infantry, supernatural group of troops.
这就是撒旦给权柄大能的一个超级的一个军队马军。
Can you imagine these horses have heads like lions?
你们想象得出这些马的头是好像狮子。
Out of their mouths come fire.
从口中出火。还有出烟还有硫磺他们的尾巴像蛇一样用他们的口里还有他们用他们的尾巴能杀人那些不信主的对这些不信主的人们给他们倒一个神的愤怒可是仍然他们不悔改非常的尊敬
Now we are headed to the seventh trumpet.
那我们现在走向第七个号角那看一下
There is a Shabbat again somewhere here. There's a rest. There's a space there where he inserts the two prophets of the Lord. The book of Revelation chapter 11.
我这两个见证人就是启示录十一章的两个见证人所说的一样现在第六个号角吹完了之后第七个那个号角吹之前有一些安息爱这是很惊人可怕的时间七只号角因此七只号角带来的是七个碗
escalation in intensity and frequency and wrath
就加快强神愤怒的强度和频繁更加频繁的发生这就是第七只号角吹响的时候发生的十章我又看见另有一位大力的天使时从天降下
the kingdom of this world the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah
披着云彩头上有红脸面像日头两脚像火柱大圣
And the 24 elders,
24个长老
seated on their thrones before God,
就在宝座上
they fell on their faces, and worshipped the Lord,
敬拜主
saying,
说
we give thanks to you,
我们感谢
God Almighty,
主强大的主
the one who is,
现在，
and who all?
现在，
because you have taken your great power,
因为你拿着强大的力量来，
you have begun to reign.
开始统治
the nations were angry, and your wrath has come.
你的震怒愤怒来了
the time has come for judging the dead.
主审判的日子来了
for rewarding your servant,
奖赏赐给你们的仆人先知
and your people,
还有你的百姓
who revere your name,
敬畏你们的神的百姓
and small.
大的还是小的
and for destroying those who destroy the earth,
可是破坏那些
then God's temple, listen to this now, then God's temple in heaven was opened.
那神的圣殿在天上打开了
Remember, I have walked inside that temple.
记得我在那个圣殿里头走过
Even last year, around the time we were doing Utawala meeting,
去年乌塔瓦拉聚会之前
Before, shortly before then, the Lord walked with me into His temple inside heaven.
是稍微在我的前边，主带我到走在神的圣殿里头。
And there is a particular pillar. Until now, I'm wondering who is that pillar? What is the significance?
然后我看到非常特别的、特殊的柱子。到如今，我仍然怀疑这个柱子到底是谁呢？
Beautiful pillar.
非常美丽的柱子。
And I sat with graphic designers. We have designed them. We have drawn them on the web.
我让那个，我让设计师那个画家画一下这个柱子。我已经显给你们看了，我就给你们看了那个柱子的样子。
So God the Father walks with me last year into the temple, inside the temple in heaven.
这个柱子非常的美，我在天国里面的圣殿看过的柱子。
It is awesome, it's full of glory.
父，主的圣殿里头非常的精彩，富有荣耀。
Have our broadcast team put it up for you? They have put it up. So, then as we walk towards that pillar inside the temple,
我在圣殿里往这个柱子的方向走过去。
The Lord brings me to show me that pillar.
主带我到那边去，显给我看这个柱子。
Right, because as we approach the pillar, then I see His glory, the direction from which His glory beams.On the whitest, purest pillar, but His glory also shines on it, so it becomes silver, whitish, but glowing whitish.
从我的右边发出光来，映射在这个柱子表面上。那这个柱子本身也发出光来，把纯洁白色的，也带点纯银的那种发亮的光彩。
So I have been.To the temple of God inside heaven.
我是在主的圣殿里头。
This temple here.
就是这个圣殿。
And then he says.
然后他说。
He says, then God's temple in heaven was opened.
主的圣殿打开。
And within his temple.
在主的圣殿里头。
Was seen the ark.Of His covenant.
看过了主的约柜。
I have seen this ark of the covenant of the Lord inside heaven.
记得我在神的圣殿里头看过这个约柜。好几个情况之下，这个约柜就是这个事工会的中心。甚至有一次把约柜拿过来，在梦中把我的右袖子摩擦那个约柜。有一次
He brings me, so he makes me look inside through the mercy seat. I could see inside through.
他让我看到施恩座的里头，就让我看。
Remember the mercy seat, that's where the Lord is enthroned.
记得施恩座就是主的宝座那儿。
And so when I look through,
我就看里头，就是看透，我能够看里边的施恩座的里头。
Lightning strikes.The Ark of the Covenant three times.
然后我看到打雷三次在约柜里头。
And the quake hits it three times.
然后击打了那个侍奉座三次。
And then the Lord, even after the lightning struck, you could see something like smoke coming out like this.
然后打雷了之后，好像。 好像非常
after the lightning struck it three times.
打雷三次之后，好像非常可怕的白的那个烟冒出来了。
The lightning struck the Bible.
就是圣经里头写着的雷，然后那个圣经打开了，约柜里头有圣经，那圣经打开了。 主让我知道，打三次雷，天国里神的圣殿里，施恩座里头那个约柜里打了三次雷，表示神对罪的审判，神大能对罪的审判。
神权柄正对罪的审判，可以知道从施恩座而发出来的神的愤怒多么严重。他让我看到这个施恩座里头的约柜里，那里头我看了那个圣经。
父神自己让我看的。
耶和华亚威我的朋友，我唯一的朋友。当打雷的时候，非常的可怕，然后非常的沉默。那个情况非常的可怕，就是打雷之后的那个沉默，然后。
Remember again when the two prophets are sitting on one side and Daniel is on the other side. 然后记得这两位先知站在这边，然后另一边站的就是丹以理。
And you see Moses has a garment with larger bluish stripes, white and large blue, white and large navy blue.
然后，larger stripes. 然后摩西穿的那个衣服。
Just tell them now.
然后摩西穿的衣服就是白色的，然后有一个蓝色的那个。 蓝色的那个条纹就是摩西穿过的衣服。
And so, you could see that the two prophets on this side,
两位先知站在这里。
They were seated on one side of the mercy seat.
施恩座的一个一角。
And then the other prophet there.
另外，另一个先知就在那里，丹以理。
And then the cloud of God is so intense, so much comes very fast. And he gains height very, very fast.
然后反问过,
then up there opens and he speaks, I don't want to share more.
然后反问过祭司母的神的密云，就是到这边来了。
Following the golden walkway that goes to the throne position.
跟着那个黄金道路走，一直走到这个施恩座上边，上升的非常的快。
And then on the mercy seat, like that.
就是一直走在黄金的道路，然后到了圣座往上。升起来，非常的快。因此我读到这些经文，我这个人直接的余生有关系。
And yet you are already involved, and you have even put the prophecy 2 years ago in the web.
我揭开第六印而出现的那些惨状，已经两三年前预言过的，现在网页上能够都找到。
And yet it is you the Bible promised, talked about, and your stripes are now open like this to the world. It's amazing. You understand what Jesus felt when he was busy convincing them, no. This scripture, it is me. This scripture has been fulfilled in your eyes today. So you can imagine.
启示录十一章两个见证人所预言的一切，就是对我所说的。那耶稣升天的时候，这是开始知道这是对我的预言。马拉基书。
And also promised in Revelation 11.
启示录十一章所预言的也是对我说的。
Time has changed upon the face of the earth.
这告诉你地球上的时间已经改变了。
But this kind of happening can be taking place.
这样的事情就要发生了。
Somebody can get up and strike the earth with coronavirus.
有一个人突然站起来，就给你们带来冠状病毒。
Strike the earth with locusts like that.
用蝗虫袭击来击打地球。
那
墨西哥，我要击打你，拿地震来，智利啊，我要震动你，如果你不悔改的话，那之后发生的事情是无可想象的。因此，第七支号角吹响之后，启示录十二章。启示录十二章，天上现出大异象来，有一个妇人，这就是以色列。
And then he goes to Revelation 13, which is the beast, the horrendous moment.
启示录十三章出现的兽，然后非常可怕的瞬间。
And the beast from the earth, the false prophet.
从地上出来的兽就是假先知。
Incredible.
无可想象。
And that's why sometimes people try to think, is it that this false prophet is going to be Jewish or what? You know, they think because from the sea, that is.The Gentile nations.
因此有些人说这个地上出来的这个假先知兽是不是一个希伯来人，因为从海上出来的，他是从外邦出来，因为这是个另一个兽，另一个兽从海中出来，这是从外邦中出来的。然后在地上出现的事情很多，这个时候
Until now, the angel.
直到如今，天使。
Sounds after sounding, then we begin the seven bowls in chapter
16. 就是十六节开始今晚那个晚的。
So the seventh trumpet.
七支号角。
The details, the content of the judgment that the seventh trumpet beholds.
七支号角所。拥有的神的愤怒，七支号角所拥有的神的愤怒，七支号角拿着的神的愤怒，七支号角拥有着的神的愤怒，那个具体
Are the seven bowls.
具体的内容就是七碗，
in frequency and the intensity like this.
七碗的灾。再说这个神的愤怒就是一直往上升级。
And it says here,
然后他说
the seven bowls of God's wrath.
神的七碗的灾。启示录十六章。启示录十六章，我听见有大声音从殿中出来。
Go pour out the seven bowls to God. Hallelujah. Go pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the surface of the earth.
向那七位天使说：“你们去，把成神大怒的七碗倒在地上。”第一位天使便去把碗倒在地上。
Ugly, festering sores broke out on the people who are the mark of the beast and who are worshipping the image. It's unbelievable.
就有恶而且毒的疮生在那些有兽印记、拜兽像的人身上，无法想象。
Salvation is unbearable.
主的审判倒在这些拒绝救赎的人身上。
You can literally classify the great tribulation and the tribulation as.
你们可以字面上分别灾难和大灾难。
The time when the Lord judges idol worship.
你们可以分别 主那些拜偶像的人倒给他们的主的愤怒怎么样倒在这些拜偶像的人身上，因为那这些人就是拜过兽，拜过兽的像。哈利路亚。然后说
those are festering wet wounds, wet boil.
这些疮
I have already given that prophecy severally through this radio.
恶而且堵的疮我已经和你们说过好几次。昨天我也给你们描述了这些疮生的疮是什么样的样什么个样子。
Much more infectious than coronavirus.
这个病毒比新冠病毒传染性强的强得多，因为人家都要关掉窗户，因为这个传染性通过风那里头的灰尘能够传染染上到你的身上，因为这些病毒在尘土里，尘土里就有呢，尘土里就生存，然后刮风的时候就传染。我劝告你们现在收听的从北美、中美、从中美
The Southern America,
到南美
Europe, Asia, Africa,
欧洲亚洲非洲
the island,
岛
Singapore,
新加坡
Australia, New Zealand,
澳洲新西兰
Malaysia,
马来西亚
you that are tuned in,
你们现在收听的
my counsel is this,
我的劝告是这样，不要进入这个年代
absolutely unbearable
彻底的绝对的难以忍受，我已经看到这个窗无法想象。
The wrath of God, the wrath of the Lamb that pours down. All these are the wrath of the Lamb whose name is Jesus of Nazareth.
羔羊的愤怒倒下来，就是耶稣基督他的愤怒倒在拒绝他的人身上，甚至冠状病毒也是的。现在你们看的是神带我到天国宝座前，让我看到揭开印的场景，在神的书卷上的。
I can give a prophecy December 1, 2015
2015年12月1号回到地球来，我就发表预言了。我每一次发表的预言都是联系到羔羊的审判，然后就击打击打击打，因此你可以知道非常的明确，主在说主给我的任务
the mandate to execute the judgments of the Lamb of the earth.
要执行神羔羊的愤怒就在这地球上，因为我宣布了预言，那就天来击打地球。
Even when the time is near for one of the judgments to be struck, heaven, the Lord speaks with them, God the Father speaks with them, and then sends them to strike.
因为神父神和我说这个预言，我回到地球来发表预言，那就由主来实行这个预言得以实现。
The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea.
我看见仿佛
into blood, like that of a dead person.
第二位
every living thing in the sea died.
第二位天使把碗倒在海里，海就变成血，好像死人的血，海中的活都死了。第三
And the springs of water.
第三位天使把碗倒在江河与众水的泉源里，水就变成血了。
And I heard the angel in charge of the waters say,
我听见掌管众水的天使说，
You are just in this judgment.
你这样判断是公义的。圣洁圣在
who are,
昔在
and who were,
今在的
for they have shed the blood of your holy people,
圣者啊，他们曾流圣徒与先知的血，
and you have given them blood to drink as they deserve,
现在你给他们血喝，这是他们所该受的。我又听见祭坛中有声音说，
Lord God Almighty,
是的，主神全能者啊，
you and just,
你的判断义哉，成哉。
The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun,
第四位天使把碗倒在日头上，
and the sun was allowed to scorch the people with fire,
叫日头能用火烤人。
The prophecy of the coronavirus,
如果新冠病毒的预言
that I bespoke, December 1, 2015,
2015年12月1号说过的
until fulfilled now,
现在得以实现，
warning a generation,
向这一代警告
about not entering the great tribulation,
不要进入大灾难年代，
then please let us receive the Lord,
那就让我们接受主耶稣吧，重生吧，抓住主耶稣的公义吧，因为这里是无法想象的恐怖。他说，他说
The fourth angel poured out his bowl to the sun, and the sun was allowed to scorch people with fire. 哎，
叫日头，日头能用火烤人。
They were seared by intense heat.
人被大热所烤。
And they cursed the name of God.
就亵渎那有权掌管这些灾的神之名，并
But they refused to repent and glorify him.
并不悔改，将荣耀归给神。
You understand why yesterday when I read for you 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 3 to 9, and then later I came and read for you the book of Matthew 7:13-14, that anyhow, even if God is not willing to see anybody go to perish in hell, there are those God himself says they will be on the light road.
昨天我读过彼得后书3:3-9，马太福音7:13-14，神的旨意就是没有任何一个人都去灭亡而都得永生，这就是神原来的旨意。
However,
可是他们的最终只能去灭亡，只能去灭亡，因为他们选择走大宽的道路，要进入大宽的门。
He leaves them to their destiny.
因为这是他自己选择的，他们自己选择的结局。
Can you imagine after all this judgment, they still refuse to repent?
你们可以想象，受到了这一切的审判，还不拒绝悔改，还拒绝悔改，还不悔改。第五位天使把碗倒在兽的座位上，兽的国就黑暗了。人因疼痛就咬自己的舌头，又因所受的疼痛和生的疮，疼痛和生的疮，就亵渎天上的神，并不悔改所行的。
The sixth angel poured out his bowl, the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates.
第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上。
It looked like frogs.
我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙。
They came out of the mouth of the dragon.
从龙口、兽口并假先知的口中出来。
And out of the mouth of the false prophet.
那个假先知的口中出来。
They are demonic spirits.
他们本身是鬼魔的灵，施行启示。
Go out to the kings of the whole world.
出去到普天下众王那里。
The great day of God.Almighty.
叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战，非常的惊人，非常的惊人。我们现在直接的要做哈米加多顿战争。这些人就是一直不断的把耶稣的愤怒，羔羊的愤怒升级起来，挑起，不断的拒绝悔改，接受耶稣，非常的惊人，挑起神的愤怒，不断的挑起。看到我来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的，有福了。那就是哈米吉多顿在这了。那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一处，希伯来话叫做哈米杰多顿。这就是哈米杰多顿在以色列蒙福的人们可怕的痛苦。他说第七位天使把碗倒在空中，就有大圣从殿中的宝座上出来，说成了。一个警告的声音向这地上的居民说，拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说，
of the two most dreadful prophets of the Lord. How they operate with maximum power in Jerusalem at this time.
这个时候这两位先知在耶路撒冷发挥的全能是很大，非常的强大。
The third war. Suddenly a loud voice from heaven says,
拿着七
The kingdom of the worldHas become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Messiah.
第七位天使把碗倒在空中，就有大声音从殿中的宝座上出来说，成了，有闪电声音。
So blessed people. And then when the Messiah comes,
弥赛亚来了。
You see in Revelation 19.
启示录十九章。从弥赛亚的口中来利剑出来，然后击打，然后终于把撒旦扔掉在火湖里，扔在火湖里。二十章十一节启示录，一直到十五节。我又看见一个白色的大宝座，与坐在上面的。
The earth and the heavens fled from his presence.
从他面前天地都逃避，在无可见之处了。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
Each person was judged according to what they had done.
他们都照个人所行的受审判。
Then death and hate were thrown into the lake of fire.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里。
The lake of Fire is the second death.
就火符就是第二次死。
Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，就他就被扔在火湖里。 我要说的就是这个。
That we can essentially summarize up to this place.
我就是简单的概要一下。
What I wanted to underscore tonight.
我要今晚强调的是。
The unbearable wrath and judgment.
难以忍受的神的愤怒和审判。
The highest demonic and satanic activity.
最高的撒旦的一个活动。
And the highest revival in the history of the earth.
并且最高度的神的复兴。
在发生 during the great tribulation.
发生在大灾难期间。
It's amazing. It's totally unbearable.
这是难以忍受彻底。
Because you also see the Lord essentially judging the idol worshippers.
因为神就审判那些拜偶像的。
Blessed people.
蒙福的人们。
And then.
然后。
When we come back,
我们回来,
I'll now take all these pains and terror,
这所有的痛苦和恐怖,
and summarize to you the silver lining, the most important thing across this message.
我给你们一个非常简要的东西，再简略的说一下,
that the church needs to catch.
教会要记住的,
all this torture and terror,
在这所有的折磨和痛苦当中,
what cuts across all of them.
我们所谈讨论过的，讨论过的所有当中最重要的，让你们明天，让你们必须要记住的，明天要讲，明天我们明天就开始讲，你们就要记住的。 这所有痛苦和恐怖当中，你们必须要记住的东西，我们明天开始讲。这就是预言，神的预言要实现的。通过这所有的经文预言来向你们这一代主要说的东西，愿神祝福你。 如果今晚你们愿意接受主耶稣的话，跟我祷告， 亲爱的耶稣，
I receive you today in my heart.
今晚我接受你在我心中，
as my Lord,
作为我的主，
and my Savior.
为我的救主，
Lord, I have heard.
主，我听说了，
the horrific wrath.
主可怕的愤怒，
that you pour out in the great tribulation.
大灾难期间你会倒在地球上的。
Please.
请求你，
forgive me for my sins.
饶恕我一切的罪。
And come into my life.
然后来临在我的生活当中。
Prepare me in absolute holiness.
预备我完全的圣洁。
And total righteousness.
完全的公义。
And order my steps.
引导我的脚步，
that I may be secured into the rapture of the church.
我能够安全地被提走到你的国度里，
that I may be secured inside the rapture of the church.
我能够安全地被提走到你的国度里去，
In the mighty name of Jesus.
强大的耶稣圣名而求， 今晚我重生了。
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
父神强大的名耶稣，